Diary Fragments, August 1st to September 29th, 1902. August 1st, 1902. Elmshaven, St. Helena, Napa Valley. This morning, Sarah McEntifer accompanied me to the place where a school building is being built, to give advantage to the children in this locality to attend. The law has been passed that there should be no Bible education given, that no religious instruction should be allowed in the school. Brother Anthony is an excellent teacher, beloved and respected by all who have been acquainted with him. But being prohibited from doing the very work he would be glad to do makes the matter a necessity to have a school building where the children can be instructed in understanding the Scriptures, especially in accordance with the Word of the Lord in Deuteronomy chapters 4 and 5. All through this book of sacred history is the special Word of the Lord. August 2, 1902. Sanitarium, California, Elmshaven. This morning, my prayer to the Lord is for His rich grace. I never choose to begin a day without receiving special evidence that the Lord Jesus is my helper, and that I have the rich grace that it is my privilege to receive. In my morning devotions, I have regarded it my privilege to close my petition with the prayer that Christ taught to His disciples. There is so much that I really must have to meet the needs of my own case, that I sometimes fear that I shall ask amiss. But when in sincerity I offer the model prayer that Christ gave to His disciples, I cannot but feel that in these few words all my needs are comprehended. This I offer after I have presented my special private prayer. If with heart and mind and soul I repeat the Lord's Prayer, then I can go forth in peace to my work, knowing that I have not asked amiss. How much is comprehended in Christ's prayer for His disciples, as recorded in the 17th chapter of John? In this prayer is expressed His mind toward His Father and toward His disciples. This prayer is a lesson to all who are trying to follow the Savior. Later. Today we filled an appointment to meet the churches from St. Helena, Crystal Springs, and Calistoga in a grove between St. Helena and Calistoga. A comparatively large congregation was present. I found that my voice was sufficiently strong to make all hear. I spoke from Matthew 6, verse 5 to 15. August 3, 1902. Sunday spoke again in the grove to a small congregation. Quite a large number of these were those not of our faith. For this purpose, we were having these out-of-door meetings. I dwelt largely upon 2 Peter 1. All present gave the best of attention, and several said they were much benefited in hearing the words spoken. One doctor was present and spoke of his great satisfaction in listening to the words. I said, "It is all Bible. You will find the comfort in the Word." He answered, "Yes, but it is the way it was put that made the discourse very interesting and instructive." I cannot sleep past 1 o'clock, and after my preparation with cold sponge bath, I dress and commence my writing. I have some things I am trying to bring out as clearly as possible in regard to the work we are to do for the Lord, to prepare His way by coming to Him to be instructed, to learn His will, and then do His will to the letter. Sabbath, August 16th. I am grateful to my Heavenly Father for continual evidences of His keeping power. I can say this morning, "Whom have I in heaven but Thee? And whom on earth do I desire beside Thee? I thank Thee, my Redeemer, that Thou hast not left me in my human strength to struggle against difficulties and seeming impossibilities. My heart greatly desires the help that God alone can give me. He is my all and in all. We have every encouragement to bring all our difficulties to our Heavenly Father. He understands our necessities, and He will not misinterpret the expression of our needs in words. In my physical weakness, I will draw nigh unto God. He always understands me. I will not reason my case before Him. In my hand no price I bring. Simply to Thy cross I cling. I thank the Lord for the privilege of standing in the sanitarium chapel before a full house of interested listeners. I went from my room in weakness, and I stood before the people not in my own strength, but in the strength that the Lord gives me. It was as if I were leaning on the arm of my Savior. All feebleness was gone. Depending wholly on His power, I was strong. My voice was not uncertain, but full and clear. I realized that the blessing of the Lord was resting upon me in rich measure. After the close of this Sabbath day, the peace of God is still with me. When I think of the great necessity of our depending on a power greater than human power, I am encouraged to believe that we shall receive all that we need to bestow upon others. Nothing is given us except that which we need in order to impart. August 23, 1902. St. Helena, California. Half past two. I arise and dress. Commit my case to the Lord. I will put my trust in my Savior, and He doeth all things well. Have pain in my head. I have become accustomed to pain, but I see so many things to be thankful for, I will not look on the dark side, but on the bright side. I am to speak this day to the people that shall assemble in the Sanitarium Chapel. The Lord is my helper in His promises, which I grasp by faith. I shall go forward trusting in the Lord. August 29, 1902. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. Thank the Lord, I have had the great blessing come to me of sleep. I fell asleep while writing, and slept, from 8:30 until 3:30 a.m. My heart is drawn out to write upon Ephesians 3. I read this over and over, and how very precious are these words. August 30, 1902. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. Sabbath spoke to the people assembled in Sanitarium Chapel. There was a goodly number assembled. The house of worship was full. Professor Beardsley was present. My discourse was reported. Text, Isaiah 58. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. Yesterday, I spoke to the people assembled in the Sanitarium Chapel. September 3, 1902, St. Helena, California. I thank the Lord for His great blessing. I have slept until 2:30. I feel to praise God this morning. My heart is deeply stirred upon many things. These matters have been presented before me with their results from cause to effect. September 4, 1902, St. Helena, California. I cannot sleep past 1:00. My mind is at work. I have been calling upon God this morning to heal my eyes and to give me clearness of mind, that I may have clear ideas to express in proper language that which I have dreaded to undertake, fearing I should not do the subject that justice it demands. September 6, 1902. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. Sabbath. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. This morning I speak in the Sanitarium Chapel. I have the word of the Lord for those who shall assemble. The Lord has always given me freedom at St. Helena, in the Sanitarium, and in the church in St. Helena. My greatest burden at the present time is for Dr. Kellogg. September 8, 1902. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. We are busily preparing to leave our home for camp meeting. There is at work the pantheism science, and Dr. Sanderson and his wife are treating these dangerous sentiments as a great blessing. This matter, as treated, has been opened to me, and I was charged to communicate its train of evils. September 10, 1902. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. I can write but a few words in my diary this morning. I thank my Heavenly Father that I am as well as I am in strength. The Lord is good. In a short time we shall leave this good home for another tour of traveling. There will be trials for you to bear, saith the Lord, but my grace will preserve you. There are even now the workings of the enemy to spoil souls or to use satanic agencies to put the men where they will seek to destroy the human agencies. On this point, I will make no more words at present, for there will be mysterious deaths that human agencies will carry out to accomplish results. September 11, 1902, Santa Barbara, California. I attempted too much today. Dr. Jones provided horses and carriage, and a few of us went to look at some places which are thought to be favorable for sanitarium work. After we had ridden for a few miles, my afflicted hip gave me so much pain that I could go no farther. We were obliged to turn back. I was very thankful when we reached the house and I could lie down, for the pain was extremely severe. But the affliction of my soul is more painful than my physical suffering. While I have strength, I will begin a letter to Dr. Jones and write as much as I can before we have to take the cars. September 29, 1902, San Diego, California. I am grateful for the sleep I have had. I was wakeful during the night, but slept till after 3 o'clock. I have need to be careful of my strength. Some thought that I ought not to speak yesterday, but I dared not disappoint the people who were expecting to hear me. Though rather hoarse, I spoke to a large congregation, and all present appeared to be much interested. I had hoped that there would be many in from the outside, and I am told that more than half of those present were unbelievers. My great desire is to benefit and help those who know not the truth. I desire also to impress upon the minds of our brethren and sister the truth that we are to do aggressive work. As I was getting into the carriage after meeting, an intelligent-looking lady came up to me and said, "I was much interested in the words you spoke to us today. They have done me good."